Well, we're right in the middle of It Takes a City's Three Streets campaign, highlighting three ways that you can help the homeless, rough sleepers, and those who are suffering from hard times at the moment on the streets of Cambridge. Today we're focusing on the work of Street Aid, and I'm joined on the line by James McWilliams from Cambridge City Council. James, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Neil.
Thanks very much indeed for joining us. So, this is going to be a case of, for the uninitiated, what is Cambridge Street Aid? How did it come about? What does it aim to do?
Thank you. Cambridge Street Aid came about because I think that probably all of us have had the situation, certainly those that live in urban areas like Cambridge or Norwich or whatever else, have had the experience of walking home on a dark winter's night, it's raining, it's cold, and we're suddenly aware of somebody in the doorway and they're asking us for change. Yeah. And most of us have pretty similar reactions to that. It's, oh goodness, what can I do? Most of us would conclude that somebody is not sitting in a doorway on the kind of night that I describe for fun. They're there for a purpose. Some of us give money and we do it unreservedly to that individual. Some of us may begin to suspect that the money isn't sort of needed for a hostel or for food or the other reasons that people say it is that they're going to use the money, but might be used for other things. And, you know, I won't spell out what those other things are, but we can all probably guess because, you know, there is a strong link between people being out in the doorway in these kinds of nights,
sure,
and some form of addiction or substance, sure, abuse or whatever. And some of us will, with a very guilty conscience reflecting on that, just walk on by and think, goodness, what can I do but do safely to assist people like this? Now, Street Aid was set up for that purpose. And as you'll no doubt see, Neil, if you've looked at any of the Street Aid publicity, we say that it's about real change and not loose change. We state very clearly what it is, that it's to help people on the street to turn a corner. And we also have a pledge, which if you give a fiver to Cambridge Street Aid, a fiver will go to help get somebody off the streets. There's nothing taken out for administration. The City Council covers all of those things. And just while I'm on a roll, I'll just make one sort of short point that I want to emphasize. We talk about people on the street. And the reason why we talk about people on the street and not homelessness is because there are a lot of homeless people who you never see on the street. I mean, obviously, in this country, you never see, and rightly and mercifully so, anybody that you might see in some other poorer countries on a street with children. It's generally a single man or a single woman. They are, but quite a lot of people who are homeless and single are not begging. They're not out in the streets asking for money. Equally, a lot of people who are out begging are not without a home. Yeah. And that will surprise some of your listeners, I would guess. And some of your listeners may say to me, well, do you have evidence for this, James? And yes, I do have evidence of this. And so the idea behind Street Aid is we're talking about helping people to get off the street, because even if they've got a home, they're on the street at that point that they're asking you, and we want to try to encourage people to come off the street. So that's the essence of Street Aid, Neil.
It works extremely well, doesn't it? I mean, the City Council has come in for great praise over, especially over the pandemic and things like that, over how the situation with people on the streets in Cambridge was held. How does it work with Street Aid when people give that money? Do you focus it yourself, or do you work in conjunction with people like Winter Comfort and Jimmy's? How does the money get used?
Yeah, that's exactly what we do. Every organisation in Cambridge, I just start from to where the money goes to. We're very fortunate in having as a partner the Cambridgeshire Community Foundation. I think most counties have a community foundation. These are the organisations that are skilled in being able to account for money, channel money. They've been a fantastic partner. When we met up first, when Sarah Steggles, who is my sort of work partner in Street Aid Together, way back in 2016 now, when Sarah and I met with Cambridgeshire Community Foundation, we realised that we'd hit the kind of mother lode in terms of finding a really good partner. So all the money goes into the Cambridgeshire Community Foundation for onward distribution. Cambridge City Council has a relatively small part to play in who gets, because we want to leave that to the people on the streets themselves to decide what is going to help them get off the street. So it will be about somebody who uses Winter Comfort, say, for example. It'll be that somebody uses Jimmy's or Cyrenians or Riverside or any of the range of organisations in Cambridge. And there's a few working with people who are on the streets. An individual who wants help to get off the streets will go and see their support worker, and they will all have a support worker, and they will say, look, I would like this, because if I had this, I'd be less inclined to go out begging. And we might want to explore sort of later what the this is, because it might surprise some of your listeners what a range of things Street Aid has done and is actually prepared to do. But that's what happened. So it's through all of the organisations that are very, very well known, the homeless and people on the street engage with all the time. But every Street Aid grant begins with that individual on the street saying, this is what is going to help me. So it's very much led by those individuals.
And as you say, they are the only ones who are actually ever going to get themselves off the street, really, aren't they? It's about getting your life together with help and with support, making some positive changes, and you're doing exactly that. You're giving all that support behind there to enable that to happen. But as long as they say they want to do it, happy days. So, of course, this is great, because I know exactly how you're saying. People walk along the street, they don't want to turn their back, but they don't know what they want, what they're doing. They don't know how best to help. So what is the best way to donate to Street Aid?
Okay, anybody putting Cambridge Street Aid into their browser, this is me trying to say, giving a great big long link
that works for us,
you know, put Cambridge Street Aid in the browser, and you will find, with a couple of clicks through, hopefully just one click through, that you'll be in our Just Giving page. So that's one way of doing it, and it's probably the way that most people do it. However, we experimented starting back in 2018 with putting up contactless terminals. Now, I'd love to be able to claim, Neil, that this is so foresightful of us, that we saw the pandemic coming round the corner and contactless giving being a big thing. Unfortunately, we're not possessed of that, that crystal ball, but we did see that contactless giving was how most people were going to be, you know, contactless shopping, contactless is the way forward. Now, we have 14 contactless terminals now in Cambridge City.
Wow.
The folk going shopping in the Grafton Centre, we've had very, very good partnership arrangements with the Grand Arcade. They've had a machine in there since 2018. We've had an excellent partnership relationship with the local co-op, And they've offered us their shop fronts all over Cambridge, which is why, you know, we've got them in car parks. You know, quite often people visiting Cambridge might visit, have that feeling of guilt and upset that we discussed right at the beginning of this interview, and on the way back to the car, maybe to go somewhere else, they can tap that terminal there. So there's a variety of different ways you can do it. We also have a fundraising Cambridge Street Aid Week, which usually takes place in October. And we set ourselves certain targets. And we have, thankfully, in the 2 years that we've been running, 3 years that we've been running Street Aid Week, we hit the targets that we've set ourselves, because Cambridge folk are very generous, and they want to do things, and they're very pleased at this way of doing it, because you can do the right thing and you can feel that you're doing the right thing safely.
And as you said there with contactless, it always gets me, because I never carry cash. I'm useless like that. But I've usually got my Apple Pay and all these sorts of things on me. So it is a great way to think, no, okay, do you know what? I can do it today. I can help. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
In terms of volunteers, do you need volunteers, or is it all pretty much a lean and well-run machine?
For Street Aid Week, volunteers are essential, and we've always got plenty of people coming forward from the council itself, from the university, from various places throughout Cambridge. But you never have enough volunteers if what you're doing is you're wanting to raise money in a short time. What we're looking for, some shops have done this, is for them to run events, maybe to have a little freebie that you give away when you also add a little bit to your purchase, which will go to Street Aid. So always looking for volunteers, always looking for donations. Without the generous donations of Cambridge people, we would not have Street Aid. So it's the project of Cambridge people and not Cambridge City Council. We're just the facilitator.
And you're doing a great job. You're doing a great job. So I guess if people want to get in touch for volunteering and things like that, again, just Google Cambridge Street Aid, and that'll get you through to the contact places as well, I guess, yeah?
Thank you. May I say something else just quickly before
you? Of course you can.
I promise you I won't keep it.
You're fine. Go right ahead.
This until midnight. That's my promise. They'll be switching off all over the place if that was the case. I just wanted to say that we have sister Street Aid now springing up in different parts of the country. And that's something that I'm massively grateful, because they say imitation is the best form of flattery, don't they? But it's a great sort of, you know, towards the end of my working life, that's a great sense of achievement that something that started in Cambridge has gone out. So there's Harrogate, for example, York, there is a Street Aid opening up in Wisbeach, throughout the country, as I say, and the branding is all the same, because I think we've hit on something here about not preaching to people, not telling people what to do with their money. It's your choice, real change or loose change, you say.
Fantastic. It's another example of Cambridge leading the way. James, I can hear it in your voice how passionate you are about it. That's what gets things done. James McWilliams from Cambridge Street Aid, from Cambridge City Council. Thank you so much indeed for joining me.
Thank you, Neil, for asking me along.